Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Because of AI, there are a lot of photos that are circulating that are not necessarily authentic. So one of the things that people like to do, for example, on Martin Luther King Day, is they've got a picture of Martin Luther King wearing grills. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Yeah, I've seen something like that.
Yeah. They've got another one where he's got a high-top fade. They've got a few of these. Even Barack Obama's got one with a high-top fade and he's wearing an earring.
Mandela as well.
Yeah. And so there's a lady named Sexy Red. She's a rapper. Young lady, one of these new rappers, early 20s. Pretty ratchet, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sound judgmental, but if I had a daughter like that, I personally would not be proud. But anyway, now Sexy Red posts a picture of herself and Martin Luther King
holding hands.
Who's long dead, by the way.
Oh, so AI generated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I said, she's in her 20s. She wasn't even born when Dr. MLK got popped. Right? So she posted, and I think she meant to celebrate his legacy on Martin Luther King Day. Here's the problem. Bernice King is still alive and well and kicking in these Twitter streets. She then responds. Bernice King is, by the way, Dr. Martin Luther King's daughter. She then responds and goes, I find this to be very disrespectful. Not only to my father, to my family as well. This man was assassinated fighting for your civil rights. Please delete. By the way, Bernice King to say these things. She's always warning people about disrespecting her father's legacy. Some took this in their stride. Others were like, ah, I was a chill. I want to know what you think, Mpo.
It's because it's Sexy Red.
Mm-hmm.
If we're being honest, it's really because it's Sexy Red. As you say, she has a bit of a ratchet look to her. She has a ratchet persona and everything. It's honestly because it's Sexy Red. Had it been somebody like a Beyonce, she probably would have seen that to be, oh, what an honor, and so on and so forth. But because it's this young lady who unfortunately is not something that she wants her father, who is such a legendary man, associated with, that was the only thing that rubbed her up the wrong way.
Well, I'm not so sure, because she has spoken out against other pictures where he was there by himself. And she was like, hey guys, I don't like this. And by the way, I would be remiss not to state that when Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated, he was at a motel.
That's not the point.
He was a married man, but he was at a motel. Now, the story goes, he was with there with some ladies of the night.
Oh, whoa! For real?
But that's not the point, though.
So that was his dream.
But that's, you know.
That's a footnote in his legacy. It's a footnote.
Whoa!
So I'm just saying, but okay, that it's a legend. I wasn't there.
Yeah, that's
what the story says.
For me, Mpo, I was agreeing with you at some point. Until Sizwe said, nah, the daughters also complained, even when it was other people and there were more dignified images. Because I thought maybe the problem was the fact that they're holding hands. And also, Sexy Red's content is inappropriate and her whole brand, you know, and maybe that's where the problem is. So I've got a problem with the fact that the daughter doesn't want people to celebrate the guy the way they want to celebrate him. For me, as long as it's respectful, the daughter must learn that your father was a juggernaut and a giant and everybody loved him. It's like the Mandela's coming out to say to Keenan Forbes, what do you mean Mandela in a Ferrari or Mandela in a Rari? Do you get me? Mm. Or when we see the images of Mandela looking new school.
Yeah.
I know Back to the City, which is a South African Hip Hop Awards, they had a theme where they had Or Tambo and all these old guys in like new hip hop attire. And that's the way the young people celebrate the guy, and they know that. For me, I'd be happy if he was my dad, Martin Luther King, because these young people are still keeping him relevant, especially young people these days don't care about struggle heroes and, you know, liberation movement figures.
True.
I'm with Sol. I also thought that maybe it was just because it's Sexy Red. But then now, when you say that it's with most people who would either edit their images to include Dr. Martin Luther King, then it's a bit problematic. They've got to understand that if you've got a liberation hero, he unfortunately does not belong to you as a family alone. And that was a choice he made to fight for more than just his family, but society.
True.
I just do think, though, had it just been Sexy Red, I would have loved for her to have a sense of occasion. I know young people are cool and they do like to be very, very sexy these days. It's fine. But I think with liberation heroes, we need to try to preserve their legacy as well. That even if you're a very sexy person where generally you exude sexiness, you would have that sense of occasion when you're going to edit your image with a Dr. Martin Luther King or Mandela to say, if it's not a fade and then it's you with your sexiness, let them make you more conservative. Dress well. And that would be a powerful message because it would say, guys, Sexy Red is always half naked, but she edited herself next to Dr. Martin Luther King and was fully clothed. And that would say, this is how we want to relate to black heroes, that even a person whose own brand is about sexiness, they would for a moment. And that's why even with us, young or old,
well, she's not the one that made the image, first of all. This was an AI-generated image. It was just Jay floating around in the internet. And she then posted it, so she didn't do that. Secondly, in this image, she wasn't naked. In fact, this image is an MCU, so you only see waist up.
Okay.
In fact, it's probably like Head and Shoulders more than anything. So you don't see anything inappropriate. It's just them, Jay.
Holding hands.
But they said holding hands.
As if
hands.
They dancing.
Yeah, but holding hands like this. As if it's like two high fives.
There's nothing
untoward about the image.
Then the issue is Bernice. She needs to understand that your father belongs to everybody. Your father does not belong to you. You cannot dictate how a legacy needs to be celebrated.
And he chose to belong to more than just your family.
Yeah. That's it.
She needs to chill.
Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-00959. This is now the daughter, biological, and Abeguzi adopted, what's strictly from the family. She would know best about what her father would like. Assassin.
Abafethu bengisana zobhedla la yena. Phela umnitha mil famous njengo MLK. Funa understand ukuthi enhle kulomuntu akasiyona wakini phela. Sika i father of the nation yabo. Wonke umuntu ugcwele ngale time aleli yabo. So uBenise yena lento ayenzayo selfish and uyaphapha enhle yabo. Lento ifana nabo Mandela kanje. Hawu abo Mandela ngeke bakwazi bamclaim la eqhuna kuphela yabo. Sonke la ecountry enhle kumhlaba wonke uyamclaim uMadiba yabo into engisho. Lo angazophapha dedele nje abantu ba post futhi usekusi rate wenza kahle. Bakuthuvele wa post etweka kuyena ke that would have been something.
Laugh at the fact that Mpo said she is a bit wretched. She's not a bit. She is wretched. Bernice, is she like this with everybody or just certain people? Because if that's the case, then she needs to chill. I agree with Mpo. She really needs to chill. If she's like this with everybody, then I understand she's protecting her father's legacy. But if she's choosy about who can do things like that, then she needs to chill. She really needs to chill. He belongs to the people. He's your father, but he belongs to the people.
Without fear or favor, but Labenese criticizes, I'm not going to lie. She's an equal opportunity hater.
I'm Sizwan. I then gane le ifuni attention le iporegile. Should not like us Suzoto man as Photoshop on Mandela. Abu Mandela Bazoza and Abu Balu Selum Tonalo or Bantu Zoto. I am Agamegan man. How sneezing in Tanzanians and a life yak than fighting an AI generated picture. How
that's funny.
Image is everything, and who we associate with also becomes your brand. Sexy Red decided to be a brand to be trashy. She cannot dictate to Bernice either whether or not who she wants her father to be depicted as, even though he is, or rather was, a prominent figure in all of our lives. She still has a right to do so, just as much as who's the Sexy Red decided to become what she is.
I shall listen to Bernice band as Bobby Pond, Baba Kuisiswe, Umsab.
On the Martin Luther King being celebrated and him having chosen to fight for the people and people having to choose how they celebrate him, I just want to throw it back at you two ladies. If this was your dad, how would you feel? I feel families of political icons get subjected to painful journeys when they've lost their families because everybody wants to claim them and the family can never fully heal or mourn because everyone else believes they own the person, which is not the case.
So that is true. But let me tell you, as somebody who has been famous, right? There are trade-offs that come with this fame thing. On the one hand, I suppose you then relinquish any privacy, and you're correctly pointing it out that sometimes families even lose what is dear to them, and they have to share their mourning with the rest of the world.
True.
But on the other hand, I'll use, for example, the Mandelas, right? You're going to tell me that being a Mandela does not come with the benefits. You can't tell me that.
Oh, yeah, it does. That's why even the people who've married, you know, married out into other families still keep their surnames, and the kid keep the Mandela surname to get the benefits. Let's be real.
100%. That is the benefit that comes with it. Now, is it all rosy? No, I'm sure not. But it's definitely not the same life that ordinary people live. So you take the good with the bad.
True.
That's just basically it.
With this one, I feel she's a little unfair. But then again, now like South Africa, do you remember after AKA's passing, when Amakipkip made a tribute t-shirt, and the family was like, no. So they've trademarked this guy. Hence, I feel that's unfair, because we all loved him and he's still dear to our heart. But the way they are gatekeeping these people, it's just unfair.
Well, it's not that they've trademarked him. You can't trademark that. But you don't want people benefiting unduly from the images of your father. Like if, for example, you're going out there making t-shirts and selling them, that should not be allowed. I don't care what kind of claim you think you may have over him. You cannot do that.
But trying to fight that also, you can never win. I mean, how many Tupac's Biggie t-shirts are out there? Since they passed away, till today, someone is printing one right now and they're going to benefit because they're selling it.
That's why if we remember early, the first one, Jelly with the lawsuits. Never appeared.
But the Jazzy Payen E Brand Association, that man stood for civil rights, human rights, and all of that wonderful, hearty, warmy stuff. Manjelo Cherry Law, as Nisho Gutsu Uretchet. I mean, it's not a good brand association, no MLK. So, Nami, I would understand. Which, you know, my dad wouldn't wanna. Well, he was a man of the people, but now not that he's people. Late, you kind of like want he to protect the brand image that he had. And yeah, Nami, obviously, I would be like, no, dude, no. But on the other hand, this is a double-edged sword. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because even Jesus, Begashara, Nama prostitutes. Nama Ntawa Puzai. So, yeah, man, it's a bit of a difficult one in a sense.
Nah, bro. MLK literally was quoting Bibles, was a religious man. Trust
he was
me,
a pastor.
He was a pastor. He was fighting for even the sinners who are black. He was fighting for those people and he loved them as well.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Having said that, this was her dad. So, when I didn't even know him. So.
Nah, but we knew his work and we knew his soul, bro.
You think she didn't know his soul?
Nah. Let's be honest, she was 5 when he passed away.
You weren't even born.
No, guys. Mina, personally, I think Bernice King might be right in a way, because if you think about it, even businesses do this. You know, when they choose ambassadors or people that promote their businesses, they choose people that align with the brand or people that will actually resonate with their target market more. So, same thing is with Dr. King. Dr. King was a reverend and a political activist at the same time, right? And those two things are actually relative with respectability, honor, and everything like that, which most of the time Sexy Red doesn't represent, you know? So it kind of, in a way, paints, maybe unconsciously even, the brand of Dr. Martin Luther King. Maybe that's how she was looking at it.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.